by.
Hello?
Hello, Paulino. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? I got your email to give you a call.
Yeah, so I was wondering, because I got a confirmation code from when they called me about the whole Google listing.
Yeah, Sherry, I saw Sherry took it from you. So 15...
Yeah, but when I look onto Google, I don't see it.
Okay. All right, let me see. Login credentials. And you sent in the photos for the Google verification already, right? That was on the second.
Okay. I uploaded everything, I believe. Because it said that it says congratulations.
Good.
They have reviewed it or something
as long
like that.
As you got that. So I know the 5th was Friday. Okay, right now it is in processing. After you gave her the code, then it went into the processing. So it shouldn't be too much longer. I'll send a chat to the team to see how much longer. Give me 1 second. Bear with me here. Let me go to here. And let me just make sure there's nothing else they need, because I do see that it's already in the processing. Let me find out that Clips is delaying it. No, I'm just playing. Can you guys see it from there?
I haven't even bothered looking, honestly.
No, I know. I'm like, no big deal. We're still here. Everybody's like, oh, no. It's the rapture. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm still here, so that means I know
I
didn't go to heaven. Okay, let me see. At April, at James, let me see.
Yeah, we're finishing it up right now. Yep, it's getting there.
Okay, I just sent a message to the team. I don't know if they're at lunch right now. So as soon as I hear back from them, then I'll call you back. So I just asked them, I told them that you gave the code on the 5th.
I'm not sure.
And that it shows you in processing. So you wanted, I'm asking them, is there anything else we need from him? Because he uploaded all the photos that were required. And then I'm also asking how much longer for the processing, for it to process through. So as soon as I hear back from them, I will call you right back. Okay?
Okay. And then I just wanted to touch base on the website if there's anything else they're going to be doing to it, because it seems kind of plain.
Okay. Let me take a look at this. Let me go to the website. So do you have, like, more
pictures
you want to add on there? Or
I did
anything
upload
else?
Some.
Uh-huh.
I did upload some, but I don't know if there's a way where you can, like, organize it a certain way to where it looks a little better than what it's at.
Yeah, if you want, I can ask the team to reach out to you so that way they can go over the website with you to see what other changes you want to it, what other content you want us to add as well, and then how you want the photos arranged on there, because I know you mentioned you uploaded some, right?
Yes.
Okay, and give me just a quick minute because the girl's just responding to me right now. She said, let me check. So if you give me a couple minutes, this way, de una vez, you know? So let me put on here, Let me just put on some notes. Call regarding his my site. Did you add photos over the weekend, Mijo?
Not over the weekend. I added them. When did I add them? I think like maybe 4 days ago.
Okay. I'm just going to put you added them a few days ago. Added photos. Okay. Let me see. I heard a ding. Usually when I hear the ding. Okay, awesome. It says you are now verified. So let me ask. So, oh my gosh, this is so good. So she's adding you right now as management to your Google Business profile. So what does he need to do from there?
Okay.
Give me one second.
I think I just received an email. Give me one second.
Oh. Right?
I just received
You're like, hold on. Okay. A few days ago, but would like to discuss how to arrange them in a certain order and to see what other content we can add to spruce it up. Let me see. What does she respond? Okay, so as far as your Google Business profile, so she sent you the email that she added you on, so you're part of management as well on that profile. She says nothing you need to do on your end.
So what Google profile exactly is that?
The Google, okay, so it's what we call the Google Business Profile. The Google Business Profile will have your company name, your phone number, the website link. That's what they see on Google, right? We call it a Google Business Profile. So it's like having a if you look at, like when you look at the map, right? You know how you see the map with the little red dots? And then right underneath of it, you see businesses listed, right? And when you look at the profile of that business, it has the company name, it'll have the phone number, it'll have reviews, it'll also have pictures, logo on there, a website link, it could have like other links that you're found on, like your Facebook and stuff like that. They call that a profile. Google Business Profile. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, how you doing? Yes, yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm actually looking at it right now. I have they sent me an email. So I clicked on the email and it's confirmed. So as of now, I'm looking at it and I can see where it says my company's name.
Yeah.
And I see the picture that I added to it. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
So now that everything's been verified, it shouldn't take too much longer for then it to appear on Google. Once it appears there, I'm going to also ask them to, Paulino, I'm going to request that they create you a tiny URL. And this URL, okay, you could either email it or you can also text it to your clients, okay? And this will help you get more reviews on your Google Business Profile page. And I highly encourage it because this is what's going to help you, you know, generate more business because people are reading your reviews.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hold on. Oh, okay. I think you might be getting a call from us about your Google Business Profile messaging. Or you're going to receive a call from one of our reps. His name is Jabez. So he might be calling you about the client.
About which one?
Hold on. Let me see what she's saying. Okay, she's gonna be dashing the account for us to be doing posting on your Google Business profile page weekly. So when we do a post, this is gonna help you get on that first page, right? We call it posting and optimizing. So when we do posting, this is helping with your online presence. It's not to get too complicated on you with the terminology, because I know sometimes it's like, what does that mean? So when we're posting on your Google Business profile, it's the work that we're doing to help get you on that first page to maintain you there. So it's part of your keywords and your search terms. Let me just type in this note to her. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, that's what I was looking into. Because I know you did tell me it was about 40 days.
It's 30 to 45 days. This is pretty fast that you're already being verified. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, we still give you the timeline of 30 to 45, but you know, I mean, it can happen anytime soon now. Because, I mean, this is pretty fast for you to get the PIN code and get verified already. So good job for you. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you, Paulino, listen, this is a thing, and I'm going to be very always transparent with you. When we're communicating with you because, hey, we need this, we need that, I know sometimes you're working, right? But when you're in communication with us and you're working along with us too, we're doing all the work, right? There are going to be some things that we might require from you, okay, in order for us to be very successful with your programming. You would be surprised. A veces, man, it's like pulling teeth. You know, we're asking them for this information and we're having to constantly, hey, we need those photos. Hey, we need this. Hey, have you gotten the PIN code? Because they're not paying attention. I understand a lot of times business owners are super busy, right? But it's like we tell them, we got to be on top of this, and you might get sick of us calling you all the time, but we want to make sure that we're staying on top of it and we're doing our work too. So if we're requiring that, we need it from you because this is delaying it. So I want to thank you for being attentive. I really do, because sometimes it's difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get the things that we need because Google's requiring it. And it's not because, oh, we're local / and we're saying we want it. It's because it's what required by Google. So yeah, she said, you should be getting a call, from one of our technicians, okay, for the Google Business profile messaging. So it should be Jabez who's supposed to call you. If not, it'll be someone here from Local Splash. And you always know if you're not sure if it's us, always ask, what's my security question? Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember your security question?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
City I was born in.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You know, with the trip, I was in Inglewood over the weekend. They're not going to believe that. I was right off of Century. I got off the 105. Oh, my God. What was the guy in? Prairie. Kind of in that area. It's this.
Imperial?
Oh, my gosh. Is it Imperial? All I know is it was, like, super close to the airport, man, because there was, like, airplanes flying by. Oh, Century and
La Brea.
Was it La Brea?
La Brea or Hawthorne? It had to be one of those.
It had to have been. I'll tell you exactly what it was.
If it was super close to there, because it's either Century and La Brea or Century and Inglewood.
I know I was right by an elementary school. It was so funny because I was like, when I'm all Inglewood, and I totally thought of you. My husband's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, there's a guy that I was talking to, a business owner. It was on Century Boulevard, 4600. It was like right on the esquina. So we had gone to this one construction spot where they're doing, they're actually putting the EV charging stations for like Teslas and stuff like that. You know, the electric cars, which I don't ever want an electric car. Let me just tell you. I'd rather stick with gas. But yeah, so I was in that area, but I was like, man, every single corner there was a taquero posted up.
Hell yeah. Yeah, especially like when you get off this highway on La Brea, there's like three taco trucks.
I'm not even joking. There was a guy with his van, like a minivan, And he had his back part open, and he had his little planchita right there, and he was over there doing circles. I was like, dang.
Yeah, the struggle's real right now.
Tell me about it. I was like, man, you do what you got to do, right? But yeah, because
yeah,
in Orange County, they're starting to pop up more. But you know what? I've literally seen where someone from the city has someone's like, you know, their taco cart, the whole plancha and everything, on the back of their truck because they confiscated.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, man, that's so bad. You know what I mean? Like
they're
just trying to make a living, you know.
Yeah, but they're getting more strict with it with permits and everything now.
Oh yeah, especially in Orange County, big time. In LA, I think there's just too much for them to police. You know what I mean? So
yeah, the problem there is that once they started, like there's so many people that are like public and they'll like still go against it. And then
you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. They're not hurting me. And even if I was a business owner in a restaurant, like you know what I mean? What's it taking from you? You know, they're not hurting anybody. You know, let people
make
their living.
To make their business.
I mean,
yeah,
now, if
exactly.
They're posted up in front of my restaurant, that's a different story. But I'd be like, hey, take it somewhere else, you know? But,
yeah if it's
crazy,
in front of
no?
us, yeah, of course. No, yeah, it's insane.
I tell
it's
you.
Crazy.
Oh, Camille, I did send a message asking them if they can call you regarding, like, changes to make to the website that you uploaded photos, but you kind of want them in a certain order so that way they could help you with arranging them. And then to see what other content we can add on there. Remember, too, like, if you want it set up or you want, like, clients to book, like, appointments with you through that site, they can do that, too, you know? We could set it up like that. So there's a lot of things that we can do with it. And if you take videos of your work, like, if you want to take a video of your project, we can add that video on there. So there's a lot that we can do with the site. I know that they wanted to get that site up and running, but listen, we're here for all changes, so... give them 24 hours. I always say that for them to get to you like on the website, but they might call you sooner depending on how their schedule's looking. Okay. So, but I'm glad that you're already verified. Yay. So it shouldn't be too much longer now. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was waiting for. Okay. Awesome.
Good job.
So then I'll keep
in
touch with you if anything. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. If you have any questions, concerns or anything like that, just reach out to customer service because they handle all of that. But either way, I mean, if it's easier for, you know, like I said, I can't make the changes, but I can definitely, you know, send a message to them to call you too. Okay?
Okay. That works.
All
Thank
right.
you, Nadine.
You're welcome. Have a good day, okay?
All righty, you all too. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.